DOJ erases Epstein financial red flags as domestic politics grows more turbulent. The Department of Justice has reportedly and quietly removed bank fraud alerts from Jeffrey Epstein's files. According to the report, suspicious activity reports filed by TD Bank and Charles Schwab on an Epstein-owned offshore bank were taken down and reissued blank, effectively erasing documented financial red flags from the record. Suspicious activity reports are legal documents generated through mandatory anti-money laundering processes. Their modification raises questions about potential obstruction of an ongoing or future investigation. Ohio Democrats are accusing Vivek Ramaswamy of concealing $509,000 in spending from his gubernatorial campaign filings. Ramaswamy is attempting to convert his national MAGA profile into statewide electoral success in Ohio, and any finance irregularities risk defining his campaign before it reaches full stride. The DOJ separately threatened to prosecute election officials over non-citizen voting, conduct already illegal under federal law. The more consequential effect may be the chilling impact on legitimate voters with documentation questions, rather than any prosecutions themselves. Meanwhile, the White House called the irony of the Balogun birthright citizenship case asinine, as litigation over Trump's earlier executive order on the subject continues through the courts without a final Supreme Court ruling. Justices Barrett and Kagan are scheduled to testify before Congress on July 14th, the first such joint appearance in 7 years. How both justices navigate the tension between legislative accountability and judicial independence will signal where the court sees its institutional boundaries at a particularly fraught political moment. The 11th Circuit struck down Florida's Stop Woke Act on First Amendment grounds, finding it violated the compelled speech doctrine by restricting what corporations and other institutions could teach about race and gender. The reasoning will be cited in challenges to analogous legislation across Republican-controlled states. Separately, Tony Brown was disqualified from the July 28th Georgia special election to complete the late Representative David Scott's term in the 13th District, narrowing the field to 5 candidates in a majority black, reliably Democratic seat where special election dynamics can produce surprises.